pag-uusapan at pagkukwentuhan natin ngayon is what is twin flame. Twin flame is intense. The connection, the feeling, the relationship, it's intense. Not only dun sa sense ng love at ng wanting to be together, hindi lang yun. Pati dun sa mga problema, sobrang intense siya sa lahat ng angulo. This particular connection has a very important mission to fulfill in that particular lifetime. What is twin flame? Well, twin flame, ibibigay ko sa inyo yung pinaka-controversial and most popular meaning ng twin flame, which is your twin flame is the mirror of your own soul. So, meaning, if it is the mirror of your own soul, when this person appears in your life, he will reflect whatever you have in your soul. And whatever you possess inside of you that cannot be seen, na hindi nakikita ng ating mga mata, hindi nararamdaman ng ating mga balat, hindi nahahawakan ng ating mga kamay, at mahirap ipaliwanag sa mga simpleng salita lang. Ito or sila yung tao na magbibigay sa'yo ng interpretation who you really are. Itong tao na ito, yung inyong twin flame, siya yung magbibigay sa inyo ng definition kung sino ka talaga from deep within. It would be very complicated actually to meet your twin flame because you will see your positive and your negative self from this person. So, siya yung reflection mo from kung ano yung mga deep-seated mga issues mo in yourself na minsan hindi mo kayang i-explain. Yung twin flame mo ang magpapakita sa'yo kung ano lahat ng ito. Kasi kung ano yung nakikita mo sa kanya, it's actually ikaw din yun. So, meron pang ibang term na pwede nating gamitin sa twin flame. Most of these people who believe in twin flame or has studied or believe in the theory of twin flame, they also call twin flame as divine counterpart. Since it consists of two souls, so yung two souls na to, meron itong divine masculine at meron din divine feminine. Itong divine masculine at divine feminine, it doesn't discriminate or doesn't choose what kind of gender na mag-hold on sa kanila or yung pupuntahan nila na katawan or titirahan nila na katawan. So, it doesn't mean na kapag divine masculine, lalaki lang ang pwede niyang gamitin na katawan. Pwede rin yun sa babae. Kaya nga minsan makikita mo may mga babae na super parang ang tough ng personality, ang strong ng personality. Para silang lalaki yung energy nila. It's because they are possessing divine masculine energy. So, vice versa, sa lalaki, meron din parang ang soft niya sa tingnan, ang parang malamyat, ganyan. Kasi, they possessed divine feminine energy. And, pag nag-meet yung dalawang divine entities na to, yun nga, makikita nila yung mga lahat ng meron sila sa isa't isa. The most single detailed fragments that they both have with each other. At kapag ka natutunan nila or they are ready to face and manage, handle all of these issues that arises pag nag-meet sila, if they could fix all of these issues, problems, and everything, they could surpass all of these beliefs. They could surpass all of this turbulence that will arise within their relationship. It's a matter of holding on to each other when the going gets tough. Parang ganun kasi yung connection and twin flame. Kasi there are so many issues that will really arise. Because guys, I'm telling you, twin flame connection is a very intense connection. Not only with the love, not only with the feeling of wanting to be together. Not only that, every single details, every single issues in their life is going to be tough. But if they are ready, if they are already aware of this energy that they are possessing together, that they are aware that they are twin flame, or they are aware that they have to stay together no matter what. Yung pinaka-importante is that they agreed to stay together in this lifetime, then they will stay together. Why is it so na merong agreement? Because souls has to evolve. Our own soul, my soul, your parents' soul, your friends, your brother, sister, family, even your enemies' souls should evolve. We have our characteristic that makes us who we are, uniquely who we are, that is needed in the evolution of souls that exist, coexist sa paligid mo. So, ibig sabihin kung ano yung personality ko, kung ano yung personality mo at ng mga tao sa paligid mo, it is needed para sa master plan and for co-creation of this universe. All of these positive and negative energies that we possess is all needed para mabuo at magkaroon ng interaction in the world for us to be able to evolve. And when meeting this twin flame of yours surpasses all of the beliefs, all of the expectations, all of the attachments, kapag lahat yun nalampasan natin without needing to be attached or mag-expect na sobra-sobra, kapag lahat yun nalampasan natin without judging our twin flame, then we could say that the union of this twin flame is successful, because this union is guided by God or guided by the higher beings. Kaya naman, lahat ng desisyon, lahat ng mga mangyayari within this connection is all planned. It's all guided, it's all permitted by the higher beings, because we need to experience all of these things that will happen to us. We need to know, we have to feel, we have to react, we have to love. All of these reactions, all of these things that we do is already planned for us to be able to learn. But to all of the people that is connected to each other, and so that's how the master plan of God is very intricate, very complicated, yet napakaganda. And twin flame is one of the most beautiful of plans that He had made for us to be able to evolve, because our twin flame is our helping hand to evolve in our soul existence. Twin flame is your helping hand to fulfill your highest mission on this planet or wherever you agreed to meet. Because of you, both of you having the soul energetic blueprint, you know when to find them, where to find them, pero hindi nyo yun alam consciously. Because this is energy, an intuitive energy, a very untouchable energy na hindi mo makokontrol, because this energy has its plan of its own. Your soul only knows what is this plan, but not our conscious mind. Our soul, who has the agreement, kung sino yung gumawa ng agreement na yun, yun ang mas nakakaalam kung ano yung gagawin nila. So for us na mga hindi aware, it will be a kind of a confusing. Actually, magkakaroon ka ng in denial if you are finding them or not. Or minsan kahit hindi yun yung twin flame mo, akala mo yun yung twin flame mo because of the intense connection that you have, but maybe it's really different from twin flame anyway. So the core thing that you have to really learn for you to be able to have your twin flame or to know if you have your twin flame is that you have to focus on yourself for you to be able to enhance your intuition, be more sensitive in these energies that I am talking about. Because if you are already aware of these energies and you recognize your twin flame and you meet them, all of these negative or yung mga nakakatakot or fearful things na maaari nating ma-encounter when we found our twin flame is that mawawala yun or mababawasan yun because we know how to handle and manage our twin flame connection. One of the big words that you have to understand when you have your twin flame is that you have to understand. You have to understand your twin flame. And for you to be able to understand your twin flame, you have to understand yourself. Because your twin flame is you. Your reflection, your image, your inner voice, your inner heart, your inner core, your inner pains, all of your inner you. That is your twin flame. So for you to be able to understand your twin flame, you have to understand yourself first. You have to love yourself first. You have to focus on yourself for you to be able to really love your twin flame. Another thing about twin flame is that twin flame is a very unconventional relationship or connection. Why? Ganito yan. Ang mga twin flame connection kasi, these two souls, when they will going to meet in a particular lifetime together, they choose to live in a very problematic family. Both the divine masculine and divine feminine, both of them choose to live in a very problematic family or in a very karmic situational family. Why? Because they were going to meet their twin flame for that particular lifetime, and because they knew they were going to meet each other in that particular lifetime, that's why they live in this particular family with so much of issues, because they know this particular divine counterpart will going to help them handle all of this problem that they have. Parang ganito lang yan eh. Alam mo nung araw na yon, yung araw na yon is equals to a lifetime. Pupunta ka ng palengke at meron ka ng kausap na imi-meet mo doon. At alam nyo na yon na tuwing magkikita kayo doon or sabihin na natin magkikita kayo ng jowa mo, ng boyfriend mo, at or ng asawa mo. At alam nyo na magkikita kayo nung araw na yon doon sa palengke at mamimili ka ng maraming grocery. Yung grocery na yun, alam mo na hindi mo kayang mag-isa. Bibilin mo lahat yun kahit na hindi mo yun kaya mag-isa kasi alam mo meron kang makakatulong na mag-bit nun pa-uwi. Right? Ganun ka rin sa kanya, hindi lang siya sa'yo. Tutulungan mo rin siya kung ano yung mga bagay na sa tingin mo na matutulungan mo siya. Alam nyo yun. You both know kasi meron na kayong agreement. So, parang ganun lang din yung concept ng agreement ng pag-meet ng twin flame. And you know what is magical within that, guys? Is that for you to realize that this person knows you need help. Even being not aware that you are twin flame. Even both of you are not aware na merong term na twin flame. Even both of you are not aware how hard it is that they were going to get through. It's just because they have, these two souls have their biggest attraction ever that they have, the most intense attraction that they have. That is why they have their biggest intensity and intention to help each other. And wanted to be together. How beautiful it is. Yes, indeed. Twin flame is a very, very precious and very beautiful connection. But then again, guys, meron tayong tinatawag na twin flame runner or twin flame chaser. So any of the two divine counterparts or entities could be a runner and a chaser. This is where the problem starts. Guys, if you are not prepared to meet your twin flame. Because if you meet your twin flame, tapos hindi ka pa ready, you're not ever so ready, because seeing your twin flame, you see yourself, and you're not aware that you are seeing yourself. Seeing your twin flame is nakikita mo yung lahat ng mga negativities niya, and you hate it, because you still hate yourself, and you are not even aware of it. Yun ang pinakamasakit na part dun. Hindi ka aware na yung mga bagay na hindi mo gusto sa kanya is yun din yung mga bagay na may mga hindi mo pa na-work out within you. We as a human being, we have our own egos, and it's normal. And if you are not ready to meet or to be with your twin flame, even if you meet them, pero you try to write to run away, it's okay, guys. It's okay. It's okay if you wanted to run away. It's your right of passage to run away because you are not ready. Because this soul knows that you are not ready to handle all of this pain, to handle all of these turbulences, because you are not ready. And it will only make a destruction in your soul evolution if you or both of you will try to handle this. Masisira yung plano. Okay? So, doon nagkakaroon kasi ng problema. Nagiging destructive yung meeting ng twin flame connection. If this connection is not working out fine, pag pinilit mo na magsama kayo, pero hindi na healthy. Okay? Kasi you cannot handle each other's energy anymore. Parang bumaliktad na yung charge ng mga magnets ninyo. That's why you are repelling each other. So, this kind of connection should be let go. Hindi dapat maging chaser yung iniwan, tapos yung runner. Okay? Ganito yun, guys. Yung runner, ito yung medyo parang ayaw niya na. Na-realize niya na hindi niya na kaya. Ayaw niya na magstay sa twin flame niya. So, aalis siya. Runner. While the other one, yung naiwan, siya yung chaser. At dahil alam niya na mahal niya ito si twin flame, at na-realize niya na ganun ka-intense yung meron sa kanilang dalawa, and maybe he is my twin flame, kaya, or she is my twin flame, that is why I'm chasing after him or her. Lalo lang niyang itinutulak yung runner, or yung tumakbo, yung umalis, dahil sa kahahabol niya. Alright. The mere fact na merong umalis is that they don't work well, and that will not going to work talaga. So, ang pinaka dapat nyo lang gawin is let it go. At ang isa pa sa meaning or characteristic ng twin flame is that this relationship should be free. Okay? Dapat walang attachment. Or walang holding too tight. There is holding on. Of course, you are loving each other, so you have to all hold on to each other, but never to hold on tight. At i-grip ito, at hindi mo na namamalayan na nasasakal mo na to. Actually, it's also applicable not only for twin flame relationships. It is also applied sa lahat ng klase ng love relationship. Actually, sa lahat ng relationship. Because there should be freedom in whatever kind of relationship that you are in. And that is also applied to twin flame. Not because they are the one for you. Hindi na sila pakakawalan when they wanted to go. Tandaan, hindi lahat ng twin flame mag-i-stay sa'yo until the end of your days. Kasi, we never really know kung ano yung nagpag-usapan ng mga souls ninyo, kung ano yung napag-agreed nila, napagkasunduan nila, if they were going to stay for this lifetime in a certain period lang, or they were going to stay until the end of their lives. So, you have to understand, and you have to respect this. You have to internalize and realize, analyze all of this. even kahit hindi sa twin flame, guys, even sa mga simpleng relasyon lang na meron tayo na sa tingin ninyo hindi twin flame, we have to give this chance of freedom for them to be able to realize as well. At ikaw din ganun. Yun lahat ng mga dapat ninyo ma-realize. And by doing this, letting them go, no attachment, no hard attachment, you will make this separation, kapag kailangan nyo na mag-separate, you will make this separation so easy and not painful at all. It will be, yes, imposible hindi, pero hindi siya kasing sakit nung kapag ka gusto mo pang kapitan, pero ayaw na. Diba? Instead of you holding it tight at gusto nang bumitaw, nasasaktan din yung kamay mo kasi ginagawa niya ng paraan para makawala at nasasaktan yung kamay mo. But when you try to loosen up and let them go completely, hindi ka masyadong masasaktan. This is very hard to understand for those who are really, you know, parang nakakapit sa pagmamahal na meron sila para sa isang tao, kahit ano pong klase ng relationship ito. But this is true. It would be very hard. It is so hard for me. Masakit yun. I've been in relationships that I don't really wanted to let go. But that is the only thing that you can do para hindi ka rin masira. At hindi rin siya masira. At hindi mawala yung respeto ninyo sa isa't isa. You have to let them go and let them explore and let them learn, because they also have their own mission to fulfill aside fulfilling something with you, together with you. So yun yung guys, it doesn't always, this twin flame doesn't always lives for you. It has its own mission to fulfill in their life, just like you. You also have your own mission to fulfill. So for you to be able to heal, to let him heal, let him go, and heal yourself as well. Because when you heal, he will also heal, or she will also heal. Balikan natin yung pag-meet ng dalawang divine entities na to. When these two divine entities meet and be together, na-activate and na-accelerate yung kanilang soul evolution. Something in their chakra is activated within. And this activation, alam na natin na napaka-intense lahat ng meron sa dalawang to whenever they were here in this earth plane. They have this very intense, fiery energy, fiery intensity. Especially when they are together, palapit yan ang palapit, palakas yan ang palakas. At pag nagsama na yan, mag-i-ignite yan. At pag nag-ignite yan, something within the two of them is nag-a-activate. Para silang nag-bolt in. But not to be become one, but to become whole of two. Dalawang buong soul na magkasama. And they were going to be doing miraculous things because they were going to be helping each other to fulfill their missions. They accelerated their intensity, all of this positivity that they possess. Alright. Pero paano kung meron pa silang mga hindi na-work out na mga issues on their past lives? Na mga deep-seated issues that they have? This is what will going to happen. When they have these issues, pag nag-meet sila, they ignite. All of these mga kalawang, usually yung mga negative, nag-a-arise yan. Lumulutang yan into surface para makita ng bawat isa kung ano yung mga negativities nila and see if they can handle all of these issues that they have. And if these two souls is strong enough and learned enough and awakened enough to handle all of these surfacing issues na lumabas mula dun sa mga nabubulok na ng mga kalawang from inside your soul system or sa lahat ng mga pinagdaanan ng soul na to, even from your past lives until now. If they know how to cleanse all of these surfacing issues, nalinis mo yan, naayos mo yung dalawa together, then from there, masasabi natin that the twin flame union is successful because it is a constructive twin flame connection. They have fulfilled their mission. At ang pinakamaganda kasi dito, guys, if this twin flame connection planned or agreed to stay together until the end, they were going to surpass all of the issues that will come along their way every single day. Hindi yun natatapos sa issues mo lang within you at sa issues niya lang within him. Marami pa rin mga darating na mga issues every day. Actually, hindi lang naman sa twin flame nangyayari yun, right? Sa lahat naman ng relationship yun, ng mga mag-asawa, basically ganyan. Kahit nga sa trabaho, di ba, every day meron mga lumalabas ng mga problema, or every day meron kang task na kailangan mong gawin. It's just like that. It's just medyo intensified lang talaga yung sa twin flame. If you are aware enough of how to handle all of this, both of you will do very beautiful things together. Things will be much more easier for you to handle, even the going gets tough. And you are both aware na this connection has so many missions to fulfill pa. Marami pa kayong pagdadaanan, marami pa kayong maayusan along the way. So, ayun na nga guys, naibigay ko na sa inyo yung mga pinakamanga importanteng definition ng twin flame para sa akin, and I hope na i-explain ko sila ng malinaw, maayos sa inyo, although minsan yun nga ang hirap niya kasing ipaliwanag sa Tagalog, so talagang napapa-English ako kahit hindi ako magaling mag-English, no? And hopefully nag-enjoy kayo dito sa aking twin flame explanation video, and please pwede kayo mag-comment if you wanted me to explain some other topics. This channel is all about awakening, spiritual awakening, enlightenment, your everyday life issues na pwede natin pag-usapan. We're also going to tackle this on this channel. And of course, syempre, mga twin flames, soulmates, and all of that. Hit subscribe if you enjoy my channel. And please click the notification bell para kapag may mga bago akong videos, you will be updated. And if you like my video, pa-like na rin ako guys kahit pa paano. And do not forget to share this to those whom you think needs to hear this conversation. Even if it's not about twin flame, but you think this would help them to at least understand their love situation. Guys, alam ko naman na medyo kahit pa paano may relevance naman yung mga sinabi ko. Hindi ako magaling mag-English, huwag na natin tingnan yun. But just look on the lessons imparted on this video. Thank you so much for watching and staying with me. Do not forget, take things gracefully. Love you all guys. Love and light.